got Randy Zellia here from Back Sports Page and the Big Blue Report, live in East Rutherford, New Jersey, right outside the Giants practice facility, where today was the third session of OTAs, and this is where the rookies and the veterans start getting together for voluntary workouts. And we spoke to Brian Dable, Daniel Jones, and more about OTA practice sessions during their meeting.
The natural assumption is that your offense is going to look like it did in Buffalo, right? That was your offense there. What do you say to that thought?
I say we got a lot of work to do to still figure it out. The guys have done a great job. Look, we've installed a lot of plays. I think I can tell the players the train's not slowing down. We're just speeding up. The more we can install and the more they can learn, the more we can figure out what they kind of do better. You know, we're just doing a little install right there today, and I told KT, I said, look, if you feel comfortable with this route, you know, we can call it this way. Versus Kenny, if you feel more comfortable with this route, we can call it that way.
What were your impressions of Daniel Jones, if any, from afar? And then what have you learned about him in particular here, getting a chance to work
with him? Yeah, I really enjoy working with him right now. He's a smart kid. He works hard. And those are all things that I've heard about him. But being able to see it in person has been great. And, you know, right now just developing that relationship with him is the most important thing. And out here in practice, seeing him operate, seeing him communicate with the players, how he talks to each and every group has been really cool.
Daniel today addressed the media for the first time since his fifth-year option was not picked up. In fact, this was the first time that Daniel addressed the media in quite a few months, I believe. And he really set the record straight on a lot of different topics.
Yeah, you know, that was certainly... you know, out of my control, out of my hands, and that's the business part of it. So I understand that, and you know, my job is to prepare to play as well as I can, help the team win games, and that's certainly what I'm focused on.
Saying that his message to you is throw practice interceptions, like throw the ball in tight windows, be aggressive. That's what practice is for. What do you take from that message?
Yeah, I mean, you never want to throw interceptions, but I think just the idea to be aggressive and you know, take your shots and see if you can make something happen, you know, kind of let the receivers know that we're going to do that. We're going to give you all opportunities to make plays, and, you know, we're counting on you to make plays in situations. And
all right, so Daniel Jones has work to do this year into 2022-2023 NFL season. Can he lead the Giants to the playoffs? Is that enough to get him a contract extension? Is it enough to keep him here in New York? There's a lot more questions right now than there are answers. Daniel Jones hopefully will answer them soon. Until then, for the next episode of the Big Blue Report, my name is Randy Zellia, and we'll see you next time.